city, they will be alive.
Amen.
Because of him. Encounter, I think you're ready for tonight.
Yes, yes.
I am ready. You can take your seat. I hope that the guys that are with us online, I hope that you are ready. I hope that you are going as crazy as us in this building. And I hope that you're jealous that you can't be here.
Pastor Marie, I just see fire, fire, fire. But there's one comment that caught my eye. Godlo is saying, I wish we could go back to normal so that we could have a ring of fire again. Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. Ek sê awesome. Bietjie gaan gym. As die gyms weer oopmaak. So I have an excuse. Is it just me or is it very hot in this place? It's maybe just me.
Yes, yes.
I think you can maybe change that. All right, so let's hear who is online there, Alessio.
Yes, Pastor Marie, Marlene Barnro says, yes and amen, I'm desperate. I need the fire. I need the King of Kings.
Amen. I want to just ask everyone that is online to share this broadcast. We are a church on fire.
Yes, yes.
We have a prophet that is on fire.
Amen.
We have a prophetess that's on fire. I know that she was on this morning. And what a blessing. What a blessing. I just want to honor Prophet Leon and Prophetess Esty Lee. They are my spiritual parents. They are my lifeline. Without them, I will be nowhere. And I do not take this lightly. They paved the way. And I want to tell you that each and every one of you are on his mind, because he has seen you 10 years ago, because you are the vision that he saw 10 years ago. He saw each and every one of you sitting here, and he saw you fulfilling your call, because that is his mandate and the mandate of this church. And every person that is watching online,
yes.
Better know that you better know that Jesus Christ has an appointment with you.
Come on.
And he will not let go up until you have fulfilled your calling.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And with fire.
Amen.
And the church has messed it up. They can be one, but they are two different things.
That's
for
right.
God says that he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Yes, yes.
And through that baptism of fire, we will produce power.
Come on.
And this will be a church of power. Just say to your neighbor, power.
Power.
Who wants to be a walking flame?
It is I.
Are you ready? I hope that the guys online are ready. I wish you could all be here. That you can feel the energy in the air. You know what? It's a contagious fire. Because when I get near somebody, they catch it. And when that guy gets near somebody, they catch it. And when we see there's revival fire.
Yes.
Because of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Come on.
We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That's
so
right.
That we can become witnesses unto the King.
Amen.
So that we can become witnesses unto his glory.
Come on.
And I want to speak to you in this night. I want to speak, and I'm going to be very quick. You guys know me. I will usually preach, and then when we open the doors, the sun is still up. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. I have not received that impartation yet. But God is all about you. And each person that is online, I want to tell you, share this broadcast, because God is about you.
Yes,
he
yes.
loves you. And he's going to send his fire so that he can put his people on fire.
Come
so
on.
That they can become a witness unto him.
Yes.
And testify of the glory of God upon their lives.
Amen.
God is a consuming fire.
That's right.
He is a burning bush that never goes out.
Amen.
I need some fire in my life.
Yes.
Have you ever asked yourself, why do we come forward when the church was open and receive fire every time? Why do we run? Why do we want to be filled? If in Acts 1 and Acts 2 that was enough, why do we run again? Did it run out? Did the Holy Spirit run out? Where did He go? Where did that fire go? Why do you come and why do you need another infilling?
Teach us.
How many infillings can we have? How many fire can we have? Fire is a fire. Klein vuur en 'n groot bonfire.
Come on.
If we leave it to the men, we'll have a big bonfire. If you leave it to the women, they'll have a little candle fire like this. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of why do we need another infilling? Have you ever thought that in Acts 2, the disciples prayed and the fire of God came upon them? Acts 1:8, Pentecost, they're in Pentecost, the fire, they baptized in the Holy Spirit.
That's
they
right.
Display the power of God. But then in Acts 4, they pray again for the fire of God.
Come on.
But Peter, didn't you have enough? Why do you want more? Is Jesus not enough? Is the Holy Spirit not enough?
Yes.
Are you with me? I can't see you. I'm actually very, very happy that I can't see your face. Because I'm encouraged. Doesn't matter what you guys look like.
Come on. Come on.
Did these guys know something that we didn't, that we don't? And I want to talk about that fire tonight. And I want to tell you what the fire is about. And why we need the fire of God. Like Jeremiah, but your fire is locked up in my bones.
It is for me.
You know, Isaiah, he's praying and he's just standing there. And suddenly, he finds himself hearing a conversation in heaven. So the Father is speaking to the Son, let's say he's speaking to the Son, and he's having a conversation, and Isaiah drops an ear.
That's right.
And God asks, and he says, who will I send? And Isaiah says, but listen, I'm amongst people that are sinners. I am a sinner. And he's very negative. And the angel goes, and the angel takes a fire. He takes a coal, and the Bible says that this coal is alive.
Amen.
The fire is alive. It's a live coal from the altar of incense. It's hot. It's on fire. And he takes it and it touches Isaiah's lips.
Come on.
And suddenly Isaiah cries and says, but my sin is gone and my guilt. For the fire purged me and the fire cleansed me. And now suddenly he was ready to go. And the fire commissioned a prophet. And you must understand that the seraphim is angels that you find around the throne of God.
That's,
and they
right.
go in and out of the glory.
That's true.
They are called the angels that are on fire that they find in the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
They are called the fiery ones.
Come on.
Can you imagine? They burn with the fire that is in the glory of God.
Yes, that's true.
And he take a coal that is alive, that is hot, that is on fire, and he touches Isaiah's lips. And suddenly a prophet is commissioned. And Isaiah says, I will go. Where did he get that call? From the altar of incense. What keeps the altar of incense alight? What keeps those coals burning?
Come on.
Ah, who said that? 50 rand for jou van Absa. The prayers of the saints. That's because right. God, the Bible says that the prayer of Elijah was fervent. It was hot.
Yes.
It was on fire. It was alive. And the fervent prayer of the righteous prevails much. And that keeps the altar of incense alive.
Come
and with
on.
That call, he takes that call and he touches Isaiah. And he says, now you're ready to be commissioned as a prophet. Are you ready for the refiner's fire?
Yes.
For the fire that not only takes away your sin,
yes, yes.
But it takes away your guilt. You might think that your sin is, or believe that your sin is forgiven,
come
but
on.
You might be caught up in guilt. And he says that the fire come because it will take away your guilt.
Oh, yes.
And it will commission you in the unction of the King.
I receive.
And for the call of God upon your life, for each and every person that is watching online, may the fire of God come into your house. May the refiner's fire come into your house.
Come on.
And may it purge you.
Yes.
May it touches you. May it cleanse you from every sin.
Yes.
May it bring breakthrough in your life.
Yes.
May every chain be broken. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For Christ is a consuming fire. And if you have given your life to Christ, he says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Come on.
If the fire is not there, you're going to battle with condemnation.
Yes.
You need some fire.
That's right.
Tell your neighbor, I need some fire.
I need some fire.
So the baptism manifests in three ways. And that's number one, I spoke about the refiner's fire. Isaiah 4 speaks about the burning spirit. Have you ever thought, why do I need fire? Why does it talk about a burning spirit? So that it can cleanse you. Because a fire cleans. A fire burns up. Every thought that is not of Christ.
Come on.
Everything that is coming against you. Because you are so hot and so alive for God that the devil cannot even stand in your presence.
Come on.
Or when you walk into your workplace, the moment that you put your foot in that workplace, every demon spirit submits to the fire of God inside of you.
That's right. Come on.
I want to burn so for God. And I'm actually very quiet. I'm a very quiet
That's
person.
Right.
Thank you. They know. But the fire gives you a boldness. That you become like a king. David said, he said that the fire of God burns inside of my heart. He says, I have a burning inside of me. He says, something is burning inside of me. The love for my King. The fire of God. Place the love of God inside of you. If you've ever fallen out of love with Christ, let the fire of God touch your hardened heart.
Yes.
And that you fall in love with the King of Kings all over again.
Come on.
David talks about it and he says that I am sick with love for God. In Songs of Solomon, he talks about the love of God that is violent. Imagine. He says that the love of God is a jealous God and it's a violent God, a
That's
violent
right.
love. If you need some passion, if the passion for Jesus Christ is gone cold during this lockdown. You need some fire.
That's right.
You need the fire of God upon your life. It will bring back that passion that you had. You know, when you think of spending time with God, you get butterflies.
Yes.
Have you ever experienced that?
That's right.
Have you ever felt, I cannot wait to spend time with God?
Yes, yes.
You need some fire. You need some fire in your life.
Come on.
Number three, it gives us boldness to become a witness for Him, a fiery witness. He says that if the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will become my witness.
That's right.
In every area of this world.
Come on.
It gives you boldness to become a witness. And suddenly you find yourself that you are so on fire, you are so burning with the love of Christ, that wherever you go, you become a witness for Him, a witness of His supernatural power, a witness of His glory.
Come on.
Encounter, are you on fire?
Yes.
Are you a bold witness?
Yes.
Of the encounters that you have with Christ?
Oh, yes.
It says that, and I want you to underline this in your Bible. It's Acts 1:8. It says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit, say that louder, when it comes.
Sure.
When it comes. Now. When it comes upon you now, you will receive
yes.
power. Not when it came upon you, when it comes upon you now.
Come on.
When I come upon you now, when I come upon you now, when you come forward and prophet prays and there's anointing and there's a ring of fire and it comes upon you now, you
That's
will
right.
receive power when I come upon you now. So we need the fire of God continuously so that we can be purged, so that it can burn away our guilt and our sin.
Amen.
That we can be on fire for Him, so we can be in love with Him. Or whatever else you fall in love with, that it will burn it away.
Amen.
Might that be YouTube, social media, PlayStation. And to become a fiery witness. I'm excited.
Oh,
I'm just tired, but I'm enjoying myself. I want to tell you that God says that power will come upon you when power will come. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and power will come when the Holy Spirit comes upon you right
come
now.
On.
And that word power is dunamis, explosive power.
Oh, yes.
Explosive power
Go deeper.
Will come upon you, and you will become my witness. Are you a witness for Jesus Christ?
Oh, yes.
Power to become a witness. Paul, in two places, Paul asked, and he said, and he prayed for the fullness of God to come upon us. Why will he pray that if that's not possible? Why will he pray for the fullness of God to come upon us? So imagine this. John and James rocks up at the gate called Beautiful. And there's a lame guy, and they pray for the guy. And the guy walks. Do you think that's pretty awesome?
Yes.
I think I will be more surprised than the guy that I pray for. And then just after that, they go to the porch of Solomon, and they start preaching the gospel. 3,000 people come to Christ. 5,000 people come to
come
Christ.
On.
But then, in Acts 4, they pray for boldness to come upon them.
Yes.
And God answers, and the place is shaken.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles for a second time. But Peter, weren't you just healing somebody? Weren't you just healing a lame man?
Yes.
Wasn't this power enough? Weren't you just preaching to 3,000 people and 5,000 people? Weren't
come
that
on.
Boldness enough? Why did you feel it necessary to pray again for boldness to come?
Yes.
And then why did God answer that prayer? If that wasn't possible, God wouldn't have answered that prayer. But God answers that prayer and He shakes the house that they were in.
Come on.
It said it was shaken. Is there something that you know that we don't? Is there more that I can receive? And then suddenly you see, the Bible talks about they were witnesses. And then suddenly they were great witnesses.
Yes, yes.
The Bible says that they walked in power. And then suddenly you see that they walked in great power.
Amen.
And then in Acts 5, Peter doesn't have to pray for the lame man.
That's
he
right.
just walks and his shadow falls on the people and
oh,
they
yes.
are healed. Are you a shadow healer?
Yes.
Encounter. Are you ready to go from one level to another level?
Yes, it is I.
Every person that is on, I wanted to say lockdown. Every person that is on our broadcast, are you ready to go from one level to another level?
Yes, yes.
Because the fire of God will take you from power to great power. From being a witness to great witness.
Come on.
From praying for somebody and then your shadow falls on them and
yes,
they are
yes.
healed.
Come on.
I hope that you're ready. The key to power is an encounter. The key to power is an encounter with the King.
It is for me.
It's to rub shoulders with the Anointed One.
I receive.
With the one that calls himself a consuming fire.
Come on. Pastor Murray, the people online are on fire. The Bella says, I received the refinest fire. Jackie said, I need some fire. Tonya says, I want a fresh baptism on fire. The people online are receiving, Pastor Murray.
Amen. You know, when the fire of God comes upon you, you will become a witness for Him. You will fall in love with Jesus Christ all over again.
Come on.
So Paul meets, or Peter meets somebody, Apollos. He meets Apollos in Acts 18. And the Bible tells us a little bit about this guy, and it says these words. It says in 18:25, it says that he was intense of spirit. Imagine a guy that's intense. Intense of spirit.
Come on.
He's zealous and he's passionate. That means that he was like a volcano, bubbling up. And it says that he spoke the word of God very good. I'm just paraphrasing. And he speaks the word of God very good. And he was eloquent in that what he taught. And then Peter asked him, I think it was Peter or Paul, asked him and says, were you baptized with fire? Were you baptized with the Holy Spirit? And he
Come
says,
on.
No, I only know the baptism of John. There's a baptism of fire. There's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's
yes.
a baptism of power. And this church,
come on,
this church believes in the baptism of fire.
Oh, yes.
And I know that you are already on fire. You know, Elijah's prayer was so fervent. It was so hot. It was so on fire. That God couldn't ignore it. It reflected His character. It reflected a God that was on fire.
Yes.
It reflected the character of Christ. If you are not hungry, you are not hot if you are not hungry. Have you somewhere along the line lost your hunger for God? Have you somewhere along the line lost your passion? Remember when you just got saved? You were as crazy. Your mom thought she doesn't know what she's going to do with you.
Come on.
She wanted to phone somebody. Remember what it felt to feel on fire for God.
Come on.
Remember what it felt to be in love with the King.
Yes.
To pray fervently. To pray with the fire that is inside of you, that burns inside of you. Don't let the devil ever tell you that when you pray for the fire of God, that you have received it all, because it's not enough.
Come on.
Because it will take you from one level to another. I need a fresh fire of God so that gold can come out.
Come on.
So that the refiner's fire can come out.
Yes.
I want to be a vessel of gold.
That's right.
If I want to be a vessel of gold, I need to go through some testing. And the fire is surely going to test you.
That's right.
It's going to become hot. But I hope that you're ready. I hope that you're ready for the fire of God. You know that John and Paul and Peter, they had exactly the same Holy Spirit as what we have. There was nothing different from the fire that fell in Pentecost and the fire that fell in Acts 4 than what we have today. It's the same God.
Come on.
It's the same fire.
Yes.
It's the same power to walk, and your shadow just touches people and they get healed.
That's true.
Now our shadows do not touch people. We just claim it over broadcast. I don't know if you know Charles Finney. Who knows Charles Finney? He was a revivalist, and out of him came William Seymour, and he started the revival in Azusa Street. And he went into the woods. He was a lawyer, and he went into the woods and he said, God, if there's anything like a baptism of fire, I'm going to pray up until you pitch up. And either I'm going to die here and I'm going to see the fire then in heaven, or you're going to touch me here on earth.
Come on.
And we come into God's presence for 5 minutes and then we go. We don't even want to pray 5 minutes. If we pray online from 7 to 8, we don't even want to pray. You know, John G. Lake, he didn't have an encounter like us. He didn't have a prophet like us. He prayed for 9 months before the Holy Spirit came upon him and he had an encounter with God.
That's right.
For 9 months. Will you see God and will you pray up until he comes?
Come on.
Will you call upon him? Because he says that if you call upon me with all your heart, I will answer you.
Come on.
Or do you flake out after 5 minutes? Hebrews says, Hebrews 1:7. He says, he makes the angels wings, but his servants flames of fire. He makes his servants flames of fire. Are you ready to become a flame of fire?
Yes, yes.
You know, Acts 6 verse 3, it says that I chose a man that is full of the Spirit to serve tables. That means the guy that's at the door standing and greeting people better be on fire.
Amen.
He better be full of the Holy Spirit. If you're in the parking, you better be on fire. Because that was the qualification of the apostles. They chose men that were full of the Spirit.
That's right.
To serve tables. That means the guys that emptied the dustbin. The guys that serve in this church is full of fire.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You know, at Centurion, we had one lady that came in. That morning, she tried to commit suicide. That night she walks into our church for the first time. Nobody prayed for her. She came through the door and that spirit broke.
Come on.
Because this is a church on fire.
Come on.
You come in at the door.
Oh,
you
yes.
Leave a different person. You leave free. We don't care if you bring your problems. You're going to live free in this place. It excites me. Because all you need is to go to our broadcast and you'll be free.
That's right.
Because the shadow has already fallen. Will you pray up until there's such a release from heaven that God cannot hold the coals and the fire anymore?
Come on.
That the altar of incense is flowing over and it's dripping onto the earth. Yes. And that what he has in heaven duplicates itself here. And it starts to touch his people. And they are so on fire that every place that they go.
That's right.
One miracle to another miracle to another miracle. Do we have some people online?
Yes, Pastor Marie, the people are on fire. Luke says, I need a fresh fire. Debbie says, she's ready. It is the same fire. The people are receiving, Pastor Marie.
Are you ready to receive some fire?
Oh, yes. It is I.
I want you to stand. Let's sing a song. Where's the band? They're not on fire. They're not on fire. I'm going to sing.
Pastor Marie, on YouTube, we have Anise saying, I am ready, Lord. The people are saying, amen, give me fire. I am ready to receive. Melissa is saying, receive it in Jesus' name.
Do we have some people on Zoom? Do we have people on Zoom?
Yes, yes, there's people climbing on Zoom even now, Pastor Marie. They're climbing on for tonight, for ministering tonight.
Is the band ready? You can come.
And I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God, and fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Every person that is on Zoom, let's pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, just as your shadow fell upon people and they got healed, I pray that you will touch these people. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the fire of God will be upon them. In the name of Jesus, that you will even go through this broadcast and that you will touch your people with a fresh fire. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Just bring Jane up for me quickly. Pray, 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 pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I pray that you will touch her. I pray that the fire of God will be upon her as she has served you, as she has given her life. I pray that the reward will be great. I pray right now that you will touch her with the fire, the refiner's fire. I pray that you will, Lord, touch her love for you. I pray that it will double. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that she will become a witness to you. Right now in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that the fire of God will be upon her, that it will be in her house, that as she gives, that there will be more fire and more fire and more fire. I pray this right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for each and every person that is watching with us online. And I pray, Father, as we pray, let's pray as a congregation. Pray, pray, pray. We pray right now that the fire of God will be upon them. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as the fire fell on Pentecost, that the fire will fall in each and every home, that there will be a refiner's fire, that there will be a fire that sets them, Lord, their love for you, that it will tune it again, that it will focus it again. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that they will become great witnesses. They will become witnesses that are on fire for you. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Holy Spirit, touch your people. Right now in Jesus' holy name. Father, we just praise you. We just praise you that you touch your people. We praise you for the fire of God. We thank you, and we want to thank you by giving as we came into this house and as we came into your glory, as we came to worship you. We are ready to give unto the King of Kings. So I want each person that is in here to get ready your tithe, your offering. And I want you to get a contact point because we're going to give unto the King. As He touches us, and the Bible says that, do not come into my presence empty-handed. So I want you to get ready. I want each and every person that is online to get ready as we're going to give unto the King. Do we have any comments?
Yes, Pastor Marie, our people already started sowing. Tia saying, amen, I received in the name of Jesus.
Alicia?
Yes, yes, Pastor Marie, the people are on fire right now. They are saying, amen, I receive every word spoken tonight. They're saying the atmosphere is so changed and saturated with His presence. It is so tangible, even clearly amen. Over the stream.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you that God is going to even touch not just our soul and our spirit, but He's touching our finances, and He's giving us breakthrough by the fire of God. The fire of God brings breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
So God says in Galatians 6, verse 7, you can put that on for me. Oh, I can see it here. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. If you read it in the Greek, it actually talks about a continuous tense. It says, as you sow, sow, and sow, and sow, you will reap, reap, and
that's
reap.
That's right.
It says that God is not mocked. Every season that we miss to sow is a season that we miss to reap.
Yes, yes.
And then it has to go a cycle again. But when we understand that law, it's a principle. God says that as the sun comes up and the moon, my covenant will still stand with you. So did you see the sun and the moon come up?
Oh, yes.
That means that God still has a covenant
come
with
on.
You. And that covenant says that I abide by the laws that I have given you.
Yes.
And those principles that when you sow, you will reap. Because I'm setting you up for a blessing. So God says that my covenant is still with you. As we took communion this morning, we emphasized and we reminded ourselves of the covenant that we have with Him. And that covenant also says that what you sow, you will reap. And Paul is talking about a continuous tense. And it says, when you sow and when you sow and when you sow. you will reap.
Yes.
I want the people online to also get ready to give.
Yes, yes.
To give into this vision. You know, I wrote something down, and I want to read this to you. The accumulation of wealth should never be the Christian's final goal. Wealth in the kingdom is not the end, but the means to the end.
That's right.
The end is that the gospel will be preached to the entire world, and broken lives be redeemed and restored. That is our goal. And that is why we give into this ministry, so that we can see that the gospel is taken to the ends of the world.
Yes.
Alessio, do we have some people online?
Yes, yes, Pastor Marie. We have Harriet saying, amen, I receive financial breakthrough on Zoom. Nathan is saying, hashtag seed for breakthrough in everything. Rosa is saying, sowed my seed for breakthrough. Karika is saying, seed sown. Jane is saying, hashtag firefall, seed sown. And Skylar is saying, seed sown. Amen.
Amen and amen. I want you to name your seed tonight. And I want you to name it the fire of God.
Yes.
I want you to name your seed tonight. And name it and say the fire of God.
Oh, yes. We see right now on Facebook, Tonya is saying, hashtag sow the seed for the fire of God. Reshia is saying, EFT seed sown. Tanya is saying, Holy Spirit, seed sown of fire. Melissa is saying, seed sown for healing of my daughter, Candace, and fire.
Amen. I see Irene is already saying, hashtag fire of God.
Yes, yes.
I want you to say, hashtag fire of God. I want each and every person inside here, say, hashtag fire of God.
Hashtag fire of God.
Are you getting this? You're getting this. Marushka is saying, and I see that you're in here, great. You're saying the fire of God.
Yes,
I
yes.
see Chris Hunter is saying, seed sown, the right. fire of God.
That's right.
Tanya is saying, hashtag the fire of God.
Yes, yes.
Tiana is saying, hashtag the fire of God.
Justin on YouTube is saying, deliverance seed sown for family. Melissa is saying, seed sown for healing. Yes. Annalise is saying, hashtag fire of God.
May the fire of God be even in your finances.
Oh, yes.
May other people look at it and don't understand why it's exploded.
Come on.
Because the God of fire is there touch you and give you breakthrough. It says that I'm a consuming fire.
That's right.
Will I not give unto you? Will I not keep my word? I want you to hold up your envelope, your credit card. We do have credit card machines at the back. And we do have the banking details up. Now I want to pray. Every person that is online with us, just have something that you can hold up as a contact point. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for each and every person that is giving into this ministry. I pray that the fire of God will be upon your people. I pray that, Lord, that you will touch them. I pray that they will know you as the consuming fire. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will touch them and they will be filled with your Holy Ghost. Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means be being filled every day. I pray that, Lord, that you will fill them every day. I pray that you will touch their finances, that you will touch their bank account in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise you, we worship you, we honor you in Jesus' holy name. You can come forward and just quickly give.
And Annalie on YouTube is saying, hashtag fire of God. Melissa is saying, hashtag fire of God, seed sown. Anise is saying, hashtag fire of God, seed sown by EFT. Alzette on Facebook is saying, hashtag fire of God. We have Vieta joining us. Maria is saying, hashtag fire of God. Seed sown. Navani saying, amen, amen.
Amen. You know, we had so many testimonies coming in yesterday. After the service, we had a young man coming up to me and he said that he didn't have work because he's a personal trainer. And obviously with the lockdown, we don't have, you know, personal trainers and the gym closed. So he said he didn't have an income for 5 months. He said, but he still applied the principle of sowing.
Yes.
And he comes up to me and he says, Pastor Marie, I don't know how my car's paid.
No, fully paid. Come on.
I don't have an income. I don't know how it's paid. But God.
Come on.
Spoke to a young man yesterday. And he said that in his bank account appeared 60,000 rand.
Come on.
God is a consuming fire.
Oh, yes.
He consumes our debt.
Yes, yes.
I get excited about this time because I know that God is setting you up. And the miracles and the testimonies that we have heard is amazing.
That's right.
Every time that somebody comes with a financial testimony, for me, it's amazing because God shows up. He shows himself. He proves himself. He shows forth his glory. You know, as we have a custom in our church, we give into a visionary fund. And like I always say is that you are the vision that prophets saw 10 years ago. And we give into this fund so that we can expand this vision. So that we can take this vision to the ends of the earth. So that people can get saved. You know, Pastor Kevin, he's running in the US. He's doing such a great,
awesome
job.
That's right.
You know how many people are already getting saved just because of this church?
Come on.
We have so many people connecting. I couldn't even pronounce the cities that they're actually connecting from. I'm like, is this a place on this planet? But somehow, each and everyone that gave into this vision made it possible that guy in Kuwait could connect to this church.
Yes.
And it was Kuwait. I'm like, where is this place? It sounds like Russia or something. But your money that you've given has made it possible. And I want the ushers just to get ready to give into the visionary fund. Because we're going to take this vision. We're going to take the fire of God to the ends of the earth.
Oh, yes.
You're going to become a witness.
That's
at
right.
Your work. At your house. So you can, so long ushers, you can quickly just pass the buckets through.
And Pastor Marie, on Facebook we have Naomi saying, can I please testify? I never used to sow, but I started giving just before lockdown and made a covenant with God to be consistent. I named my seed and trusted God to provide a job for my daughter. Last week, I reminded God about this promise and asked God to come through for me. And last week, Thursday, she had an interview, and Friday, she was notified that she got the job. Amen. It's the month of July.
Amen.
It's the month of July.
Amen. I get excited about that because God gets excited about us. He wants to see us prosper.
Yes.
So I just want to end it. Did I miss anything? My person there is on fire. He's not operating. Kuwait. Oh, there we are. Kuwait, Kenya, Cameroon, you know, Burkina Faso. Tanzania, Syria, Nika something something, Reunion, Zimbabwe. So many people connecting with us.
Yes.
And getting saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's just end off. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray in this night that your fire will go with us, that your fire will purge us, and that your fire will remind us every day that our sins are forgiven and our guilt is gone. May we never walk around with condemnation. But let us know that you have filled us. You have saturated us. Let us fall in love with you again, Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will touch our lips. That every word that will come out of our mouth will be that of boldness to witness unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for each and every person that's connected to this ministry. May that be through live stream, through any social media platform. We pray that you will touch them, that the fire of God will remain upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Encounter, I just want to say that we are excited about you. We're excited about the week ahead, and stay connected.
With companies. I'm even looking at like at a design or a logo of a company. Where's some paper and a pen?
This is the logo that I designed.
We will preach the gospel, that we will proclaim the good news, that we will manifest the kingdom of God, and that we will see a mighty move of God that will touch our region.
Your time
now
has expired in her body.
Everybody is going to get delivered in her family.
So that's why you're holding her?
Yes.
That's why you're holding her.
Yes.
You wicked spirit. Fire! Fire! That's it.
I saw them in the nation rising up, young ones that will have an office. Mantles are being released because there will be a revival, a prophetic revival in the nation of South Africa. When Elisha looked up to Elijah, and Elijah said to Elisha, "Keep your eyes upon me. As I am lifted up, you will receive a double portion."